This goes to Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, fax 989-583-1914, regarding Gary, G-A-R-Y, middle initial E, like Edward, Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, date of birth 6/12/1946. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Miller with the diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and history of right kidney obstructive uropathy. His last visit was August 1st of 2022. He's been feeling very well. His weight is unchanged, and he states that he feels much better since he has been faithfully using his CPAP machine. He never runs out of energy and seems to sleep much better. He denies hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no edema. He states that his blood sugars are very well controlled. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the lisinopril 20 milligram daily. Also hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligram once a day. And that is a new addition for his blood pressure, and it's working very well. Physical exam, weight is 225 pounds, pulse 67, oxygen saturation is 95% on room air, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120/78. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, lungs are clear, heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop, abdomen is soft, obese, non-tender, no ascites, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 30th of 2023. Creatinine is stable at 1.1, estimated GFR is greater than 60, albumin 4.7, calcium is 9.1, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 3.5, hemoglobin 14.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, diabetic nephropathy with preserved kidney function. We will continue to have lab studies done every 6 months. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, history of right kidney obstructive uropathy, none currently. The patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.